I feel it's important to get our players home today before it gets dark. The bulk of the storm is coming between noon and 6 p.m. is my understanding. So we do have a couple guys that haven't drove in snow before. So this is a little bit of an exciting introduction, to say the least. But just being smart with our team, we're obviously, our numbers are still very high as far as, you know, guys coming back and getting ready for this week. We got a couple guys with the flu, so it's a combination of all those things.
How did Ben Wilton's injury on the offensive line for the short? I'm not sure
that's going to be very serious. It's something that just happened down there at practice, so kind of locked up on him. But they didn't seem, you know, overly concerned. But you know, we'll see what the next 24 hours brings.
Mike, did everybody make it in safe and sound without incident?
Yes, they did. No, that was good. Yeah, everybody made it in. Everything started on time, so it was. We had a, you know, normal Thursday morning. I'm more worried about, you know, going home and particularly once it gets dark at 4 o'clock.
Does everything look decent for Saturday to go?
I'm sorry, Pete.
Does everything look okay for Saturday to go, even though he's missed?
Jeff Saturday. You know, the plan for Jeff is to potentially practice tomorrow. That's what we talked about after the Wednesday morning meeting. So that's the plan, unless that changes in the morning, tomorrow morning.
Did you get a chance to watch Nelson work out and any chance that he's had this week?
I did not. There's a number of things going on today, just from a personnel medical standpoint at practice, so. I spend more time talking about those types of things, adjusting practice on the move and making the adjustments for the post-practice meetings. So I do not have an update on Jordy Nelson.
What have been some of the challenges just having so many running backs kind of cycling in and out all year in the practice and in the game? And what are some of those challenges?
Well, it's a challenge anytime you have a player that has responsibility to make decisions and has the ball in his hands. So I think that, like anything, I know from our offensive approach, the closer you are to the football, the more times you touch the football, the more responsibility you have for the offense. So that in itself talks about the level of their, you know, of their responsibility, and you need the reps. Training camp obviously always helps, and so, you know, it's been helpful that Ryan Grant's been here in the past. It's been seamless, but when you have a young player like DeJuan, you have some growing pains. So, but they got opportunities. Hopefully, Alex Green can be back this weekend. But it's running back by committee is the way you go. The preference would be to play one guy. I think any play caller, got anybody that gives you. I'll give you an honest answer, calls plays would prefer one back. You can just keep playing, you know, and adjust. So it's your continuity with the line. We just keep working through it. I like the progress we've made. I've been happy with the way we've run the ball this past month, and we'll continue to work at it.
Do you think there's a chance Starks could be back this year?
For this year? Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what the medical staff's telling me. James Starks' situation is hopefully – to get him back for the playoffs. I mean, that was a decision that was made a few weeks ago.
Mike, you still feel like he'll be okay on the offensive line? Maybe tomorrow you'll have enough.
Gosh, I hope so. I'm not concerned as I stand here right now, but you know, T.J. Lang's went home today. He's sick, so I think he'll be back tomorrow. Jeff Saturday should be okay. I'm hoping so. Those are the types of things we just got to work through.
Has Lang been cleared from his concussion yet?
No, he hasn't. Just because of the fact that he's got something else going on. So, but I'm confident that he'll be passed. He was unable to go through the testing because of the flu.
Two more.
Mike, what kind of maturation have you seen in MD Jennings since the beginning of the season?
MD Jennings really progressed. You can see it on special teams. I mean, his production on special teams really picked up. And you know, I think the experience in Seattle probably was helpful, and he's more aggressive. We've talked about his interception for return for a touchdown in Detroit was a huge play in that game. So you're seeing a more consistent player. You know, he's light. He's been working to be stronger and put on weight, and it's starting to carry over to the field. So he's definitely an ascending young player. I really like what he's doing for us.
Mike, both Aaron and Jermichael have talked about the time they're spending together. I know it's a little touchy-feely, but do you think that time...
I'm trying not to laugh, excuse me.
I was hoping you would.
I didn't make it, yeah.
Do you think that time they're spending together is... There is a correlation between the way Jermichael has played and what time they've spent together, the effort Rodgers has put in there?
I think any time players spend more time together, it's beneficial, and it's more. See, I'm a big believer that you don't just win because you spend more time throwing balls, catching and in reps. I think winning championships is much more beyond that. You talk about chemistry, you talk about culture. Everybody talks about, well, how do you build it? How do you continue to grow it? Those are the types of things that are so important to group dynamics. And so when you see relationships like Aaron and Jermichael's, and there's a bunch of them that are going on, it's nice to see the rookies integrate with the other players and watch their personalities grow. That's very important to team success. So, yes, I think it's helped everybody. It's not just helped Aaron play better or helped Jermichael. I think it helps everybody because they all invest into the chemistry of the locker room, and that's how you win, in my opinion.